The record isn't entirely clear if Constantius officially divorced Constantine's mother, Helena, or just quietly put her to the side, but she most certainly was made to take a back seat once Constantius acquired his new wife. Constantius had by no means abandoned his son, however, and still considered him to be his future successor. Constantius was, in fact, busily grooming Constantine and giving him advice. Shortly after marrying Theodora, Constantius even suggested that his son marry his wife's younger sister, Fausta. Such a union would have made father and son brothers-in-law. Constantine firmly rejected the offer, but as fate would have it, he would come to marry Fausta later on. At any rate, as much as Constantius Chlorus hoped that shoring up his relations with the Western Emperor would improve his status in the short term, it managed to provoke the suspicion of the Eastern Emperor Diocletian. Diocletian became concerned over the solidarity that was developing in the Western bloc of the Empire between Constantius and Maximian. It was for this reason that he requested that Constantius's son Constantine come live with him at his base of operations in Nicomedia in the eastern half of the Roman Empire, modern-day Turkey. Constantine essentially became a royal hostage of Diocletian's, held just in case the Western rulers got any ideas of overstepping their authority. This move would mean that Constantine would grow up quite familiar with the eastern part of the Roman Empire. Having that said, it's really no wonder that he would later make his grand capital of Constantinople in the east, since that was where his heart belonged. Constantine understood the glorious past of Rome, but he couldn't help but feel that the empire's true future was in the eastern frontiers, to which he would grow so accustomed. Constantine was brought up and trained by both the junior Caesar Galerius as well as by Diocletian himself. By 296 CE, he was already heading out on expeditions with the Roman army, first against barbarians on the Danube River, and then against the Persians in Syria. In the meantime, his father was also sent out to war as he tackled a rebellion taking place in Gaul, modern-day France, in the western half of the empire. This fight would ultimately lead all the way to Britain before the revolt was finally quashed by Constantius. Happy with how things were going in the Roman government, Diocletian made it known that he eventually intended for Maximian to be succeeded by Constantine's father Constantius Chlorus, and in the east, for Diocletian himself to be succeeded by his own Caesar, Galerius. This determination appeared to lay the groundwork for Constantine himself to become a Caesar and then eventually a Roman emperor. Constantine made his way back from the fighting in the east in 303 CE, just in time to see what would become known as the Great Persecution erupt against the Christians of the Roman Empire. Diocletian is known as the last Roman emperor to actively go after Christians, and it is somewhat fitting that Constantine, the future emperor and Christian champion, would have firsthand knowledge of such a devastating event. One of the first major instances of this anti-Christian pogrom occurred in the spring of 303 when Diocletian instructed his legions of troops to set the new Christian church in Nicomedia ablaze. This was one of the main focal points of Christianity in the East, and by leveling it to the ground, Diocletian was sending out a message to Christians everywhere that the Roman Empire was actively trying to shut them down. The burning down of the Nicomedia church was followed by several other churches being seized and demolished. With their churches abolished, priests then had their ranks revoked, and more often than not, they were thrown in jail. Although Constantine would later try to claim that he was an opponent of Diocletian's attack on the church, there is no evidence to suggest that he spoke out against it at the time. At the very least, Constantine appears to have been a silent bystander who allowed the destruction to take place without any interference. In truth, however, there was certainly very little that Constantine could have done, even if he had tried. If he had gone against Diocletian's edicts, he would have been immediately punished for his actions, punishment that would have ended Constantine's career, if not his life. If Constantine had taken a strong stand against Diocletian's great persecution, there most likely would have never been an Emperor Constantine, and without his ascension to the throne, Rome's later acceptance of the Christian faith would be much more uncertain. As it turns out, this persecution of Christians ended up being Diocletian's